Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to the Affair After Show. Tonight we are talking Season 2, Episode 11. Woo-hoo. Only one more left!
I can't even.
I'm ridiculously sad about it, but tonight was so good, so I can't wait to talk about it. I'm your host, April Wissenhant. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. Where can they find y'all, amazing people?
Amazing people.
Yes.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And I'm Kelly Knezovich. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Knez.
And I'm Lim Gonzalez, a.k.a. Lim Dizzle. And you can find me all day at The Poet Saint everywhere.
Oh, yeah. As always, you can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. We have the live chat going right here, so be sure to let us know what you thought. We were gasping about the episode all throughout it.
Gasp.
And
talking back to the screen.
Yes.
Yes.
So many confusions. So this episode, we had the parts back, but it started and ended the same way with being in a courtroom scene.
Yes.
And it started off with Cole on the stand for the prosecution, or Gottlieb's talking to him, so I guess, you know, cross-examining at this point. And basically the whole point, which I'm like, is the point that they have needed to make. It's Gottlieb saying, don't you think that you saying, you know, Noah said, oh, I will effing kill him, is because Noah cheated on your wife and maybe you're hoping he gets punished for that instead of this crime that he didn't commit? And I think that's also poignant in how it ended. Maybe people are wanting Noah to get punished for other things.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's be real. We all want him to get punished.
Yes. But I saw glimpses of,
I know,
of hope.
I was with you on that, April. Hope. I felt you. Yes,
glimpses
on that.
Glimpses of hope? Why?
Yeah, how
where?
So? Yeah. Well, you always. Yeah, I'm interested.
Well, I need to think more on how I can convince y'all of that. So we'll wait till we get to his part, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
really.
I don't know how I'll say that exactly. But so part one is Cole's part, and he is taking Louisa to meet mom, Cherry, who, hey girl, welcome back.
In a very awkward and not, oh, I was gosh. Not expecting that.
That
super duper embarrassing.
That's gotta be one of the worst ways to meet a mom for the first time.
Yes.
So I don't get, okay, so they're driving to Montauk to meet her, obviously. They end up, you know, casually stopping at the Lobster Roll so they can hear, Louisa can hear for a phone call, and it's all, you know, it's dilapidated, foreclosure signs are everywhere, and you can kind of see Cole's brainstem just moving, like, this is interesting. And then they go to a hotel, Louisa's out of soap, she walks out, and oh, that's where she's gonna meet Cherry. Because they're staying at a hotel. I thought that was weird that they weren't. I guess I assumed that they would be going to his house or to his mom's house.
Why would he be staying? Yeah.
Oh, no, he wouldn't stay with Cherry.
Yeah, no way.
No way. But and the house is too small for.
Yeah, they're not. They don't have the ranch anymore. Yeah. They don't have the ranch anymore.
True that. So she walks out. That's where she finds Cherry. She doesn't know that it's Cherry, but asking her for soap. And then Cole walks out.
He recognizes
Cole. Cole hears her voice, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He was like, huh?
Not the most exciting way to meet her, obviously. But they go back to the house and...
Wait, time out. Did you guys feel sorry for Cherry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I did. You hate all the moms.
No, I don't hate all the moms. I just think Cherry was... And I will say, there's a part of me that was like, oh, but then I was like, wait a second. This lady was not the nicest person to anybody.
Right.
So to me,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She was a villain of the show. So to see her in this light, I'm not saying, oh, she deserves this or anything like that. But it was like, I felt sorry for a second. Then I was like, I don't think I feel that sorry for her.
I just feel like I felt more uncomfortable watching it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, man, poor Cherry. I was more like, I feel awkward watching this. Mm-hmm. Watching this whole thing go down where she was meeting her mother-in-law for the first time and finding out that she is... Housekeeping.
Mm. It's not the ideal situation, but at the same time, I feel like because the show has presented so many more awkward moments for us, mm-hmm. for me, this wasn't like... I felt compassion, yeah. But I also felt like, wow, Cherry gets to look at waterfront property right. every day. That's not a bad deal for a gig.
What I did think was interesting, though, about Cherry, and it could just be because she is a very prideful woman, is even in that kind of awkward moment, she just kind of kept going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is she
supposed to do, though?
Right, but I mean, you would think, like, okay, you see your son. Your son doesn't know that this is what you're doing. You meet her, his fiance, in this moment. Kind of all comes together. You would think there would be some more maybe feelings or something. I'm not saying that she has to be like, oh my gosh, you guys got me, or this is terrible. But it was like, she just was like, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, do you still need some soap? Is there anything else right. you need? And she commences knocking, you know, on more doors and continues working.
Mm. Cherry is hard.
Cherry's hardcore. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Again, it's just, no, she is. She's hardcore, which supports my argument about, like, I don't feel that bad for her.
Yeah. Well, Carrie Driscoll in chat says, I didn't feel bad for her either. She's the one that got the family in that position in the first place.
Word, Carrie. Word.
So true. So exactly. true. She's the one who knew about her son's selling drugs mm-hmm. on the side to keep it going and didn't do anything about it. So there's definitely, it takes back from the compassion and the fact that, so whenever they're at their house, they're looking at pictures and whatever, and Cherry says that she wishes the ranch was still there for Louisa and Cole's sake so that they could get married there. And Louisa's like, why would we get married there? That's where you and Allison got married. Right. I want to start our own memories together. And Cherry kind of looked at her like, How dare you?
How dare you?
And it's kind of like, you can't say that to him, or you can't say that to her. You don't know her, and mm-hmm. you haven't been... I mean, maybe it's Cole's fault that he hasn't been a part of the family's life, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he hasn't been there, so you can't... Same with vice versa, how, you know... So we see Scotty walk in and is just totally...
He's blitzed.
He's I mean, just literally.
He's toe up.
He can't even. I don't see
the
how.
R's needed. He's
it seems
up.
Like Cherry doesn't recognize it, though. It seems like Cherry.
No, I think she's just being. She doesn't want to emphasize what's actually going on.
Cherry is being Cherry. She's always been this way with her son. She's been this way with her family. And I think that it just continues with Scotty because Scotty is the one that is still around, still staying with her.
Yeah.
It's like the whole mama thing. Like, I'm the mom. You're not that bad. Let me just help you out or whatever. And that's how she is. And that's why I think Cole resents her to a degree because she's not truthful with herself and what's going on with the family and her surroundings.
Yeah.
So
that's
there
very
it is.
True. Well, so when he walks in and is just blitzed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he has all of this money.
$37,000 that
he's gonna buy a restaurant in Montauk with.
In a plastic bag, in a paper bag.
Yeah. And he has these investors who are just gonna cover the rest magically.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, says to Cole, like, oh, you know, be in this. He's been trying to talk Cole into being in a part of this the entire time. But of course Cole's having nothing to do with it. And says, no, you need to use that money and get help. And Scotty kind of throws out that same, like, you haven't been here. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. And then Cherry, whenever Scotty leaves, says the same thing. Like, you can't come in and tell us what we're all doing wrong. I'm like, well, say the same thing to yourself, Cherry. You mm-hmm. can't automatically just be so, like, I mean, she can. She's his mom. So I guess, I don't know, moms have kind of have that right, ultimately. But I don't know. Their family dynamic is just... so messed up right now, and I used to think that it was actually a good one that now it's just, I don't know. I'm just over Cherry.
Yeah,
I
and
guess.
I think too, Cole kind of he assumed his role that he's always been. He's kind of been the voice of reason in the family. Is he the oldest? Do we know that he's the oldest?
I think so.
I think he is. Yeah. But, I feel like he has the best head on his shoulders.
Yeah, but he's always been the voice of reason when it came to decision making and things of that nature. We know that the father hasn't been there in some time. Yeah. So I think he's kind of played that. So it's kind of when he got there, he sees everything kind of in shambles and then it's like, hey, you guys got to get together. And they're like, hey, don't tell us what to do, because that's what he used to do.
Yeah.
So, but I think that it's good that he's saying that, because I think in the end of the day, he cares about his family.
Yeah.
And he wants his family to be successful or be winning or basically be, you know, okay. You know, in essence.
Yeah.
And at this point, with Scotty the way he is, you know, he's a base head. And you got Cherry, you know, as a housekeeper, that's what she's, not that, you know, she's basically fallen from grace in a sense from where she was with the family and how they had this ranch and they had this money and this business going on.
And a legacy.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, legacy. Legacy is gone.
I think it's also important to kind of point out that Louisa and Cole look so, like, clean.
They do.
And happy. And
they
like,
do.
You know, the American dream. And then you see Cherry. And then you see Scotty.
He pointed that out. Remember that? He said, you don't look too good. He's like, well, you look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He noticed that.
Because I don't think they know that Cole isn't using or doesn't want to touch that money.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they're thinking like, oh, he has all of this, but look at how much we're suffering and look at how great he's doing. But then again, look at all the stuff that they've done to Cole throughout his life.
I don't think he feels sorry. I think it's one of those things where he was driving that cab for a long, long time, figuring out what he needed to do.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
He's a working guy, and he wants to work. He wants to do the right thing. I also want to just bring up real fast, how amazing was that conversation that he and Louisa had on that bench outside
good.
I mean, that was a winning convo right there.
I
was like,
it's a winning convo.
Thank you, Pacey from Dawson's Creek, for this reminiscing moment that I'm having about you as a dreamboat. Yes.
He just looked so
good.
He looked
fantastic.
And like his little smile. Yes. I'm like, oh, Justin.
I love you. I know. Len was like, whatever. Anyway.
Sorry, my bad.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me draw attention to that.
No, I love that moment too, because we got to get back to like the good, sweet Cole that we saw in season one and not the just...
Wah!
You don't think we ever saw that in season one?
We saw it, but it was glimmers of it. I mean, really, this season, they're elevating him in a different way, and I love it.
Oh, I do too.
I love it.
He's my favorite, for sure, right now. But, so they're talking about, you know, where they can get married, and, oh, well, before the bench scene, though, they're off to meet Miranda, Louisa's mom.
Kooky.
Oh,
where does she happen to work at?
She
works for Margaret Butler.
That was crazy.
So, wait, does that mean that not only did she work for Margaret, but also for Bruce?
Okay, yeah, I assume. Yeah, she's been working there for 30 years, taking care of the house.
Was that the house, though, that they've always...
Yes.
Like, was that the same house? Because
it's
possible there's multiple houses in their...
Right.
In their...
No, I think it was the same house, because remember, that's where they went earlier in the season when
Cole
dropped
her off. Yeah,
right.
That's that specific house.
Yes.
And that's also the same house where he first ran into Louisa, correct? And her son.
Yes!
Yes.
Because he's dropping Bruce off when he's driving the cab.
Right.
Basically from his trip. Which is crazy.
No, wait a minute, though. But he drove up to a house with that woman, right?
No, like, he was dropping Bruce off, and then later he took her to work.
Oh, and then
she was working there.
Right.
Yes.
But Louisa was there for the first time, and she was there and because of her mother. Because her mother worked there for, what'd you say, 30 years.
30 years, yeah.
So this is the same house. But it's funny how to see Margaret, because my whole thing is like, wait, does she know?
God.
And I'm like,
yeah, she knew for sure.
She did not know.
No.
I was the kid then. Who was that kid that Louisa was playing with that day?
I don't know.
We still don't know.
We thought it was her child.
But
she doesn't have a child.
No.
Maybe it was just like a brother or sister. Maybe it was nothing. Just to introduce her.
They don't do things like that to us on this show.
True.
I
don't think she has like a mystery child.
Yeah.
No, I'm not implying that. Who is that kid?
One of the four kids. One of Helen's kids, was it?
I don't think so.
So was somebody else.
Maybe it was a cousin.
It could have been a brother. It could have been a cousin. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? But, so I assumed, because obviously Margaret is very involved in Helen's life, so, don't you know everything about the person that cheated with, you know, your daughter's husband, but apparently
not. But she also has, like, selective hearing about things. She hears what she wants to hear, especially in conversations with Helen. Yeah. I feel like, you know, she was very much domineering over conversations with Helen. She told Helen what to do, or she told Helen the way things should be, and I feel like she brushed off everything else. So if the Helen details. Was saying things, I don't know how much she was really paying attention.
Right. Yeah. And she's also been estranged from Helen for a while at this point for some time.
Yeah. But when she did, when he did, or someone said Lockhart, right?
Mm-hmm. He said the Lockhart.
And then Louise's last name.
Yeah.
Like, we'll figure it out on our own or something like that. And then she was like, wait a second. Lockhart, you guys are the ones. But she didn't make that connection, though, with, oh, so your ex-wife is the one that took my ex-son-in-law. Like, she didn't make that connection. Yeah. It was the, you guys were the brothers.
Yeah,
the brothers and the drugs in the house and all that stuff.
But I know that we have hated on Margaret a little bit.
Right.
But
she looked pretty good.
She did. And I loved that she was, I mean, we've seen very bad sides of her. So it was kind of nice to see a good side that, like, she's offering
She's
been doing Reiki with Allison's mom.
Right.
But she's offering her maid's daughter to have their wedding and to pay for the entire thing at their huge, amazing house in Montauk.
I just feel like that's totally out of character for her, because I think we know her from Helen's point of view as just being, like, this nagging bitch who just is just not a good person.
Well, I will say, I thought it was interesting that she, of course, offered and then found out the information she found out. And I thought, like, still, because I thought she was going to recant, like, never mind. But she still offered and said, you know, basically she made it, put it out there like she's turning over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Like, you got to forgive. She used the term forgive.
Well, I mean, since she has no one now.
You got to learn to forgive. And I think that's what she's doing, because I think as a result, because she's lost her daughter in the sense they don't have a relationship anymore. Yeah. She sees what her actions have done and why she's pushed her family away. She doesn't have Bruce anymore. So I think this is her olive, you know, branch. Like, here, extending this out. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. I'm trying to have this different disposition.
With you.
Yeah. So I don't still like her.
definitely not.
Still don't like her. But I like the fact that she is trying.
Yeah. Albert Patterson in chat said that was one of the cousins' kids. So we'll go with that.
Oh, okay. Cousins' good. Kids. That makes a lot of sense.
Boom.
Go, Albert.
I wrote down, actually, the part where Margaret said, and I just lost it, where she says to Cole at the end, she says, a little forgiveness goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Like, I've learned this. So, it seems like she's trying to change.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I give her props for being like, I hope you're not the man who impregnated it. And then when she realizes, so you're the man who held the gun at Noah Soloway. Right. I'm like, so she probably likes him even more because she hates Noah so
much. That's what I was
She's
thinking.
She's like, please, still have your wedding in my house. Right. Let's piss somebody
That's
off.
That's a good point.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I mean,
I thought she would have said that. Like, by the way, I hate Noah. Like, I thought she would have, anyway.
So, like, here, let me give you even more stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So, Cole, obviously, he's like, let's leave. This isn't happening. Because Cole, above almost everything else, is a very, like, reasonable and pretty proud person. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't imagine him ever, even with an offer like that, agreeing to have the wedding there.
Sure.
So then this is when we get to the really sweet bench scene between him and Louisa, and he says, what about for the wedding if we buy the lobster roll? And, we've been predicting that this was going to happen. We ultimately knew that it was going to happen, that Cole was going to buy it. But I love the way that he approached it with her, and because she's obviously freaked out. He says that they have about half the money, and the only way that he would touch that money from Allison's house is for something like this, which is, I think it's something that's important to him. He's always loved Montauk. That's his home, whatever.
But he also loves her.
I was going to say, it allows Louisa to, accomplish her goals and dreams.
Yeah. And that was the best part of that conversation, because it's like, Cole, you're a great person. You are, he seems like he genuinely means it when he says to Louisa, if you say no, then it's fine.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I have a question for you ladies.
Yeah.
If your man decides that he's like, hey, I want to go in business with my ex.
Hell no. I'm not Louisa.
So, I mean, don't you think that's a double? Because you're saying, like, he's being genuine and all
this
stuff.
I feel like the situation, I think it kind of depends on the situation. I feel like Cole still loves Allison. And so I feel like it would be easy for him to kind of get sucked back in and, like, mm-hmm. want to be with her after he finds out about this whole child. Like, yeah. let's be real, what's going to happen? But I think if it was like, no, we really just didn't end on good terms, or, you know, or something like that, perhaps. Yeah. But I really just feel like Cole's kind of entering dangerous territory.
He, of course he's entering dangerous territory.
You know what, though? There's a part of me, and, you know, there will be a season three, so it's totally it's totally possible that they're yeah. going to take things there. But I really do think that Cole is a sensible man, and I feel mm-hmm. like Louisa has sort of healed him on a level that Allison just never did. I think he's like come full circle. I don't think it's risky for them to do this. I mean, yes, sure, yes, of course. There's risk with anything, but there's a big part of me that feels like he truly has like gone next level with Louisa, and so I'm hoping that this business partnership is just a business partnership. And I don't know, just at least how they're showing their relationship to us now. It seems like they both kind of close that chapter,
but
and we can be friends.
But what happens when you find out about the kid? That the
I
kid
still
is yours.
Think, look, there's a reason why she hasn't said anything, or there's a reason why this is like, and even Scotty in the car, there's a reason why they're doing this to us right, right. now.
It's
oh,
going
yeah,
to come
season
out.
Three.
Like, come on, please believe it's going to come out. My yeah. thing is that he did reassure, and he said, if you think it's a situation where I'm ever going right. to come back, get back with my ex, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
However,
it's easy to say something like that.
Exactly. I asked the question because I just wanted to get, because you are women, and if your man comes to you and is like, I'm going to go into, you know, business with my ex-wife, how do you feel about that? This is a good idea. You all said no.
I did not say anything, actually, Lem. Okay. I did not say anything.
Okay, yeah. Your face.
She did. She didn't say anything.
Your face, though.
Well, so what'd you do?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah. Well, let's answer the
I
question.
Think it's one of those things where every situation is different, like sure. Kelly was saying. So you can't like bundle it like that. You know what I mean? I mean, it really comes down to who are the people, what are their past, you know, what is the real story behind everything, and then I can actually make an assessment on this.
Allison Dean, the exact same situation mm-hmm. that Cole is presenting to Louisa, how would you react?
Well, I'm someone that would say, all right, I got my eye on you. That's all.
That's the only point I'm making.
I think, okay, the reason why I think this situation is different, I actually agree with you on 99% of it. I think that Louisa has taken him because mm-hmm. the way he just seems
he's cleaned
now,
up.
He just
yeah.
seems so, like, I felt like there was a little halo around him the entire time. But Louisa has not really seen, she's only seen him and Allison together one time. For Cole, sometimes I think it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. He hasn't been around Allison, but then whenever he gets around her, that's when all of this stuff comes flooding back in.
You know what, though? When they were in that courtroom together, I wasn't getting...
Oh, I wasn't either, for sure.
And they were sitting right next to each other, and they were... I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's when they start talking about the memories, though, which is yeah. with anyone, I guess, when you start talking about that kind of stuff. You
but now
reminisce,
you're going to have new memories now that you learn that the child is yours. Like, that's what I'm fearful
of. It's just testy waters for him to be getting into. But you know what? I'm interested to see where it goes.
Well, we'll find out in season three.
There you go. We'll see.
Or next week.
Exactly. See that next week, guys.
So, not mad about it.
After the whole amazing bench scene, we cut to City Hall, where Allison and Cole have just, bought the lobster roll.
Super mm-hmm. casual.
Yeah, of course. And in it, we find out Scotty's been in the back. He's still, you know, blitzed beyond belief, but he is so excited because, you know, he has his little bag of money in his hand and he's like, here, I got my 37K. And he thinks he's going to be a part of this. He's like, oh, you saved me. I was wondering, you know, what jerk from Manhattan was trying to steal my money, mm-hmm. but it's you. So we get to do this together. Yay. But obviously Cole is, you know, says no. And that's a big part of it because, you know, Louisa even said earlier, you know, we'll be, if we buy this, if we go into business, we'll be done with my crazy boss, sure, but then mm-hmm. we'll have crazy Scotty.
Right.
And Cole says, there's no way I would do this with him.
Like this.
Exactly. So, you know, Cole has said earlier in the episode for Scotty to go to rehab, and they get into a little fisticuff because mm-hmm. Cole says, no, I'm not doing this with you.
Well, he pushes him down.
And
that's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, basically. But I heard, like, a glass break or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
But I love the moment between Scotty and Cole whenever Scotty says this, even through his haze of loads and loads of drugs, he's like, this is my idea. You always steal everything from me. It's Louisa, or it's, you know, mom's.
I was like, that's only two things.
Right.
That's only two.
But they do have that kind, they've always had that rivalry where it seems like Cole just seems to get, you know, the bigger end of the stick every time. And Scotty kind of, but then again, Cole isn't, you know, a drug head. So sure, he's,
and
things
Cole
are going to end
sleep
up better
with
for him.
17 year olds. So
exactly. but so, Scotty's knocked down on the floor and is crying, which I thought was hilarious that there were no tears.
Zero tears.
Zero tears. But lots
crying.
Of sobbing.
Crack crying.
He might have a disease or something. He might have some ailment. Dry tears. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I think it's a thing.
We need to
give
him some medicine for that. But before that, he looks at Cole and says, I could tell you something right now that would turn your life upside down.
I was hoping he was going to.
Oh,
and
Allison's
like,
it wasn't going to come out.
Allison's shaking in her boots in the back. She's like, don't you dare, Scotty.
Right.
And then he gets knocked out, cries, and Cole says, go to rehab and I'll do this with you.
Right.
Because Cole is a great brother and a good person deep down. So,
No.
I mean, you guys are so Team Cole. I just think that I guess I'm going back to my question. I think his decision making is still a little suspect. Like, I think Cole is great, and I think that Louisa did do a lot of good things and brought a lot of good things to the table and helped his character a lot, you know, especially with getting over Allison. But I'm curious. I still think Cole has a short fuse, and I think if you push him enough, he's going to flip. And I'm just waiting, because you guys are like, Cole, whatever, when he finds out, because we know that that's his baby, when he finds out that's his baby, how he's really going to react.
I just love what season 3 is going to give us. I mean, I don't even know what the finale is going to give us,
I'm really hoping that we'll find out that we'll see him find out that the kid is his next week.
Next week.
Or it might be first episode of season 3.
Right.
Who knows?
That's my whole thing with Cole.
I
just think that he's still not, like, he's still on the edge a little bit.
I think he's been meditating, so I'm just going to go with the fact that I think he's matured and he's centered. And
he's definitely centered a bit. Who knows? You know.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. When it shakes up, we'll see what happens.
But his part ends him driving Scotty, and he says, Scotty, what were you going to tell me? And then Scotty's casually, oh.
Which I thought was interesting, actually. I really did. At that moment,
I thought he was going to say something?
Well, I just thought that this is your brother is basically taking care of you in this moment and has already reassured you that once you clean up, you're going to be a part of this business. Mm-hmm. So this would be the time to say, hey, by the way.
No.
But maybe it'd be like, like he might shoot the messenger.
Exactly.
You know?
No, I agree with that. I think I think that's the opposite, because I figured he didn't say anything because now he's going to mess up.
Yeah,
he brought that up.
On good terms.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
He brought it up because he was not going to allow it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, I'm going to tell you something real quick. And he's like, oh, you're going to let me in? Okay, well, I don't know anything.
Yeah, but now when Cole finds out that this was the piece of information that Scotty had withheld from him, that's going to be no good either.
I'm just saying. I'm telling you, it's a short fuse. We'll
see. It's going to be no good.
Who knows? Mm. So, part two, Noah, I felt he got a little bit of redemption tonight.
I did, too.
So, he is in the bathroom trying to write a portion of his book. Not in that scene.
Not in that scene.
Allison walks in the morning, and I just thought it was so important that she walks in and gets, you know, in this huge shower, and he, you know, doesn't even really give her another glance. So, I'm like, where's this chemistry that has been there for so long? Which, clear, you know, you hear kids screaming in the background. Obviously, you can't be, you know, busy bees every single second, which I don't expect. But I just thought it was interesting that there wasn't even, like, a second glance at it.
He, as we always say with the whole darkness thing, her just, like, being there always and just casually taking a shower, that's, like, her daily routine. So there's no chase. He's not, like...
Right.
Until there was one this episode.
Yes,
exactly.
Until.
Right.
Then he's like, ooh, I'm perked again. But Allison says, you know, oh, do you have time to talk? I want to talk to you about something. Which I'm okay. So we know that she wanted to talk to him now about buying the lobster roll.
Right.
But I'm like, no, honey, you were not actually trying to talk to him, because if it was something that important that you said, like, oh, this, we have to, you would have stopped him right there and be like, no, this is what's happening. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, but I think she was still nervous about it. Yeah. Like,
well,
it's
she
a,
was,
it's
but
a
she still should have done it.
And it's the, yeah. not only was it the lobster roll, it was her dropping out of
oh,
class, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, there was some heavy things she had to drop.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I mean, Allison has proved that she's not the best communicator.
Right.
Yes. By any means.
Right.
So I think her attempt, I think that was kind of the best attempt she could make.
I agree with you.
Trying to say anything and the fact that he didn't, you know, oblige. Yeah. She was just like, okay.
But when they had that conversation at the lobster roll at the bench or what was it, the booth.
Yeah.
You know, she says, I didn't want you to say no. Like, mm-hmm. I think had she spoken to him that morning, it kind of would have been, what are your takes on me mm-hmm. buying into mm-hmm. this whole business thing with Cole? Of course he would have said no. Whereas, after the fact, you can't back out. Yeah. It's a done deal.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, you have to tell him, but it's kind of like, sorry, I'm telling you, instead right. of, babe, what do you think? And
or
he's saying, no, I don't right. want that to happen.
Exactly.
You know,
it's just the worst communicated, well, they're not married yet, but right. marriage of sorts I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Because
still in a relationship.
Right. It's exactly like Noah says at the end. Like, how can you think to make a decision like that? But then I go back to, okay, Noah, how could you think to make some of the decisions that you've made
sure. Sure.
without saying anything to her? She still has no idea that you cheated on her.
Sure.
As far as we know, well, she doesn't, but...
No, she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
Not good. So, they don't talk in the morning. She's leaving to go to her final, mm-hmm. so Noah thinks. But he goes to a meeting with Harry, and Harry says he wants a book by Christmas or by Valentine's Day. And Noah says, you know, he's just not this kind of artist that can, you know, just whip him out over and over and over again.
Or is he?
Well, we'll see, I guess. But remember, so he wants to do this thing where he's going to Paris and, you know, studying for his book. And Major Keys, in the comments from last week's episode, I thought this was an interesting point. He said, just a few weeks ago, Noah was thinking of getting custody of all his kids. Now he wants to abandon all 5 kids and go to France for 2 years? And it's so true. Like, he's so wishy-washy mm-hmm. on how he feels, which I don't think he's, you know, would be excited at the fact of leaving his kids. But it's just like, how can you say you want this? But
I mean, you kind of have to think that his life has changed 180 degrees in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Three years, whatever.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's kind of, I think he's still kind of growing into the person that he's supposed to be. Just as Allison, she's like, I don't know who I'm supposed to be. I don't know what I'm supposed to
right.
do.
Mm-hmm.
She's walking on the Brooklyn Bridge 50 times since, you know, 6 years.
Which I believed, actually. When she said that, I was like, makes mm-hmm. sense.
Like, I completely agree. I think they're trying to figure out who they are as individuals. And it's hard to figure out who you are as an individual while you're in a relationship, because you have to figure out who you are as an individual, your goals, what you want to do career-wise, but you also have to be there for your partner. And you have to figure out how to, you know, work together, which they are not doing right now.
Not at all.
So there's a struggle. This struggle is real.
Well, I liked... This is part of the beginning of Noah's redemption for me, I think, this meeting with Harry. Because I liked that he was saying, you know, Harry's like, well, why don't I, you know, you go back to Cold Spring or you go to this other place that I have for you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, did you not just hear what I said? Allison has her exams and this mm-hmm. kid has this and I'm writing apology letters to Whitney every day and da 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 da. And it seemed like he actually was willing to put what he thought would be best for him on hold for his family. And, you know,
in that moment.
Yes. This is little bit.
Baby steps, Lamb. Baby steps.
Little bit. But I guess I felt it because I'm like, and all the while, Allison is sitting behind there. But it goes both ways because, mm-hmm. you know, was doing bad stuff behind her back. But it's mm-hmm. like all the while, Allison's, you know, he's putting this off something that's very important for his career, you know, or he thinks is important for his career, and she's making this huge decision
like
and not even doing it.
He may not know what he wants to write.
Well, I think, but I, yes.
Like, obviously he has to do research, but I feel like these could very well be excuses.
Yeah.
That he's coming up with, because that just doesn't surprise me if that's the case, because I still, and I didn't find any redemption quality from Noah this episode. No. No way.
Sort of glimmer. Yeah.
I saw it more as like excuses. I definitely saw it as like, oh, I can't sit down to write. You know, I'm waking up at 4:30 every morning in the bathroom. Like,
but that stuff is happening though.
It is happening, but I don't think that is the forefront. I think it's happening, but he's using it as an excuse because these things have been happening for a while, and he still wants to do what he wants to do at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I think this was just a way for him to be like, look, I can't do this because all of this is happening. You know, she's in class, like all of this. And so it was an excuse to give him
as to why he couldn't write the book.
Yeah, but I do think Harry brought up a really good idea for him, and I think he planted the appropriate seed in that perhaps the book that he feels compelled to write right now is not really the book he's meant to write right now.
Exactly.
And I think that this notion of ascent, and clearly he does have material in his own life. It's being presented to him every day. Hello, Max.
Right.
So there are definite things in that conversation where I hope the light bulb went off for him that the notion of a sequel could be the kind of writer that he really is. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Sure.
Hello, he doesn't movie see number two.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it'll be an interesting thing for them to explore. I hope that they do.
I do, too. I think he wants to see himself as, you know, a very serious writer who does these, you know, I love The Hunger Games, but, you know, he doesn't want to be like a Hunger Games writer and write, you know, a million sequels about his first book. But I think that that is something that he's going to have to do. But he also wants to remain relevant. Noah is a very vain person.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes the fame.
Yes.
He likes the money. So if that's what's going to get him kind of in it, then I think he'll ultimately end up doing that with him.
I'm reading some of the comments.
I know they're hilarious. But I wanted to say too, in a lot of the comments from last week's show on YouTube, there were, you know, 100 people that said Noah gets the material, or maybe Noah takes for granted his family and has to do that stuff because he can't just have a normal life. He has to have like this craziness in order to do it. So Noah finds out that Allison is no longer in school because he showed up to her biochem exam
with flowers. Which was very lovely. Very lovely.
I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah.
Points.
But then he finds out she's not there. Okay. He finds out she's not there. So he goes to Montauk looking for her.
On a chase.
He gets a text from, of course, Oscar Hodges. Yes. And it's a picture of Allison and Cole being all, like cutesy.
Right.
But they had just made a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
And he is obviously so just crazy about it. And goes to Max's because wondering what to do. And Sarah Treen. Exactly. Right. Sarah Treen, one of the creators, tweeted that this was one of her favorite scenes in all of The Affair, the scene between Max and Noah.
Yeah.
And
that was huge.
I loved it.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
And moral of that whole story is Max, you know, at first kind of starts off like, you're only here whenever things are bad for
you're right.
Like,
true.
Tell me, be my friend. Was all that not real? But I forget how they get into this conversation, but it's the look on Max's face because Noah says, Helen's dating the doctor, this perfect looking surgeon.
He keeps asking.
He's like, is she in love? And he's like,
why do you care?
Why do you care?
Right. And then,
oh snap.
Are you effing my wife?
Right.
He's like,
ex-wife.
You're ex-wife.
Yeah.
And Max actually had some very valid, Max was convincing me in this scene.
Same.
Because obviously I'm more so with Noah technically in that situation of like, in the sense of, oh my gosh, that's your best friend.
Right.
And he screwed your ex-wife. That is a terrible thing. That's where I say I side with Noah. But then Max had me kind of being like, okay, you know what? He was in love with her. And he genuinely seemed like, or I think he genuinely meant it.
I really do like what Noah said in regards to Max and being the type of friend that he is, because I'm pretty sure we touched on the subject before in terms of Max tends to buy everyone's love and affection.
Right.
And that's kind of, that's kind of what what he says, like, you gave me $50,000.
That statement right there was the pivotal point of that entire conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When he said that you gave me $50,000 to sleep with my wife, I think that's when Max was like,
you got me.
Because he literally did.
Because up to that point, you know, he was making valid points about like, you don't mind taking money and you don't mind doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noah was like, oh, no, you gave me that money so you feel comfortable about being with my wife.
Mm-hmm. That's only because that's how Max operates with people. It's like he is a vehicle. He only knows how to show things with his money, right? So I think he would have preferred to say, back in that time frame, hey, Noah, I am deeply in love with Helen, mm-hmm. and I would like to be with her instead of writing a $50,000 check. But I just don't think that Max had the emotional capacity to have that conversation at that time.
Well, not only that, that's his best friend.
Yeah, I would not.
I feel you. But at the same time, we can argue that, you know, maybe here's Noah moving on to a whole new woman and leaving mm-hmm. Helen by the wayside. Maybe if you love your best friend, you'd be like, you know what? I don't feel so bad if my best friend is telling me that he's deeply in love and cares for my ex-wife on this highly, highly emotional level. I mean, maybe you'd feel, maybe, I'm not saying, hey, no, I'm not in the position, but maybe you'd be like, wow, well, better with this guy than some other idiot that I don't know.
I'm just saying.
It probably has happened, and it's in a book somewhere. Yeah. I don't know.
As a person filled with testosterone, I have to disagree. There's never a way where you're going to be like your best friend and be like, go ahead and handle it.
I feel like there's situations. No, I think we can look into this.
Max did make some good points in the sense of saying, like, I thought he made good points with Noah. Like, all you've ever wanted is more, and I just wanted her. Yeah. That's where he kind of got me right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We only have, like, 2 minutes left, so I just want to get to the very end
while we can.
But when he's driving somewhere, Noah is, and sees Allison on the road, or a mirage of Allison on the road, and he speeds up I was like, oh, dear God. Yeah, exactly. But he finds Allison at the lobster roll. He begs her, don't do this for me.
I think she called and said, come to the lobster roll.
You're right, you're right. He says, please don't do this for me. And she's like, it's done. I'm sorry. And, you know, they have the conversation of, how can this ever work if I can't even trust you? And I'm like, how can she trust you? Are you kidding me?
No, but you know what was funny? He said, have you been sleeping with him or something? And she's like, no, I haven't. Like, I don't know if he knows that she slept with Cole.
Oh, no, he doesn't know that.
So when he finds out that the child is not his and it's Cole's, he's going to... I mean, obviously she lied to him. But,
yeah.
You know, getting back to that conversation.
Yeah.
She wasn't honest.
Well, he did say, have you still... What did he said it in a way,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was weird.
He said it in a way that made me think that maybe she did tell him that they had one night together.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, are you still sleeping with him? Because that's very telling.
I thought said, are you effing him again?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
But I don't know. But either way, clearly they have some major trust issues. The episode ends with the prosecutor calling a surprise witness. Oh, looky who it is. It's Max. And he says that Noah drove to his house that night, didn't know that Max was there, rinsed off his car. Max went out and looked, and it was blood. And so it cuts to Max and Noah kind of looking back and forth at each other.
That's
and Max is smirking, and he is lying.
Max is hating on Noah too.
Yeah.
Everyone's hating Noah right now.
Oh yeah. All right, let's talk about some predictions. But the finale.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict I have no idea who killed Scotty at this point, so I don't even know. But I predict that Noah's gonna get off. Someone did tweet one of the writers that we will find out who killed Scotty next week.
Yes.
So my prediction is that we'll find it out because I know that we will. Because I don't know.
I just don't even know anymore. I'm flabbergasted. I have no predictions, but I will say congrats to Maura Tierney for her Golden Globe nomination.
Heck yeah, best supporting actress. Awesome. Definitely deserves it. Joshua Jackson was robbed.
He was robbed. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
A lot of the cast was robbed. The whole show was robbed, for that matter. Okay, so, and that's my only...
Yeah.
My only offering to everyone right now.
I feel like maybe Cole or Luis... What? No, I feel like maybe Allison or Luisa killed Scotty because they don't want Scotty going in on the deal with them.
I like that.
Mm. I think we're going to see Cole flip out.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. Carrie in chat prediction. I think Noah was covering up for either Allison or Whitney when he went to Max's to clean off the car, and he's going to end up throwing Allison or Cole under the bus.
Oh.
Interesting.
Interessante.
Okay. Thank you all so much for joining us. Sorry we had to cut that last part short. You can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me at April Wissenhant, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere.
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And you guys can follow me on Insta and Twitter at Kelly Kinez.
And you can follow me everywhere at The Poet Saint all day, every day.
We'll see y'all next week for the finale.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.